Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. President Biden went after big social media platforms like Facebook, says Jimmy Fallon, for not doing enough to stop the spread of COVID misinformation. Yeah, our country has gone from the only thing we have to fear is fear itself to please don't take medical advice from a meme. Seriously, you know there's a problem with Facebook when you can find more honest information on Tinder. Colbert makes you miss the good old days when Facebook's primary function was helping you find unflattering pictures of your ex's new boyfriend. Cargo shorts? There's no way Diane's happy with him. Why is she smiling? Fallon. Yeah, Biden doesn't want Facebook to prevent young people from getting vaccinated. Everyone under 30 heard and was like, that's so cute, but literally none of us use Facebook. Let's finish off that Dan Horman article from during the week. You guys are acting like I went to the beach today and pre-recorded this on Tuesday. That is not cool, man. Do you think I do that? Dan Harmon was asked, hey, you get asked by bad fans a lot, Variety asking the questions here, but I was curious if you feel misunderstood. And as you continue to create the show Rick and Morty, I feel like you take that into account and make sure you're communicating what you're trying to communicate. Dan Harmon said, there's no getting around the fact that the thought process has to start to change after observing the public digesting material now. The really cynical way of looking at that is to say, well, I made a character that's really fun because he says, go F yourself. And then I saw a meme that a Nazi used that says, go F yourself. So my character is going to stop saying, go F yourself, and start saying, everybody hug each other. That's the map those Nazi kids draw. Where the accountability comes in is I want to disabuse people of this limited thinking. I don't like that people receive instruction from television. I want them to get comfort from television, and I want to disabuse them of any part that thinks that television permits them to go through their day thinking certain thoughts. Hence, the lateral stuff and the meta stuff. Don't let this carnival ride make you carnival ride dependent. Get out there, make your own carnival ride, etc. Nowadays, in a writer's room conversation when we're breaking a story, it's unavoidable knowing that some kid out there is like, see, I knew it. Now more than ever, when we're breaking a story, I have to run everything through a simulator in my head, and I go, I don't want this to be perceived as some kind of anti-trans message, like, oh, this story about an octopus creature that identifies unicorns and blah, 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 and I'll be like, okay, can we be careful that we're not doing a libertarian soapbox thing where our point is people are crazy when they believe things? I've never wanted a TV show to be that. So I do now check myself more than ever when we're breaking stories. I'm like, can this not feel like a soapbox of any kind? Even using like South Park, I would call that extreme compared to what I want to accomplish. South Park will tell you people go a little crazy sometimes when they think stuff and it gets them all worked up, but really if you're just hanging out making cartoons, you don't have to worry. That's great, but I don't even want that much soapbox. I don't want to forget if you're watching, you might be in the most terrible mood of your life, living in a pit or a trench in a foreign country, like watching a crooked TV or some Max Headroom dystopia that I have no way of relating to. And I want you to just laugh at this human condition. Dan Harmon is fascinating. I want you to be soothed and welcomed in, and I want your obsession to be rewarded. I do not want to send weird signals on top of that. As the world gets increasingly polarized and effing vigilant about messaging, yes, I have increased my consciousness of like, is it possible this will be perceived as messaging of any kind? And I don't add water to make it not messaging. I'll add confusion, like, well, anyone that thinks this surely will be thrown off when this happens. Harmon is self-aware. He said, I cannot worry about the worst parts of this carnival. I have to die honest. Yes, everything I say nowadays is going to register on the Richter scale of people that are going to say classic blue pill, cuck, effing, sellout, wussification, dot, hashtag, or red pill, blue pill. I clean that up a little. Effing nonsense. I'm 48. 15-year-olds used to not be allowed to drink with us, and now we're in this era where they're right next to adults and some of us are falling for it. We're having arguments with teenagers. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're teenagers, man. You used to be able to say, get out of here, you can't be here, this is for grown-ups, there's boobs in here. But now they're just everywhere, and they can have an avatar of a guy in a beard, and they're like, I think critical race theory, blah, blah, blah. Dude, you're 15, I was Republican too. All I learned was America was great. Get out of here, you kid, you can't grow chin hair. Love this. Dan then added, by the way, teenagers are great. Keep watching the show and also buy merchandise. There are t-shirts for teenagers and skateboard wheels, I think. I want to buy a third house. From Yahoo, Jimmy Carr. And if you're a Yank and you're not down with Jimmy Carr, when we're done here, put on Netflix and type in C-A-R-R and watch one of his specials. The Brits are like, yeah, we know. I know you know, okay? Stop arguing. I'm talking to the Yanks. Yanks, Jimmy Carr. He believes he has probably already told the unacceptable joke that will force him into comedy retirement, but he doesn't know which one it is. He told the Daily Star that the joke that ends my career is definitely out there and there's nothing he can do about it. I've already told it. It's on YouTube somewhere waiting. It's like a landmine. We don't know which one it is. We can't take it down because we don't know. At some point, one of my jokes will become so unacceptable At the moment, it's fine, but at some stage, someone will look back and go, he said what? It's over. In 2019, Jimmy Carr was criticized by charity Little People UK after he made a joke about dwarfism and abortion. The charity said to potentially hear a member of the public repeat such a comment after seeing a stand-up show can affect them for their entire life. Carr found himself at the center of a different controversy in 2012 when he was named as a participant in a tax avoidance scheme. He apologized and pulled out of the scheme, and he was roasted for it on that week's episode of 8 out of 10 Cats. This February, a study crowned Jimmy Carr as the funniest stand-up in Britain. The research found that Jimmy Carr was able to generate 4 minutes and 46 seconds of laughter per hour from the audience. He beat out Peter Kay, Jack Whitehall, and Michael McIntyre. All right, here is some quality weekend filler from thethings.com. This article is just like, why does this even exist? So what caught my eye was why Rob Riggle never made it to the comedy big leagues. Okay, now I've met Rob Riggle a couple times. He guest hosted on SiriusXM Raw Dog on the fly one time. Nice guy, been on some conference calls with him, pitching some projects that didn't work out, but he's really cool. And this article in thethings.com is really dumb. They write, Rob Riggle has a face and screen presence most moviegoers would recognize. He's the square-jawed cop in The Hangover. You might recall him as the boat captain in The Office when they went on the cruise. That guy, Rob Riggle. TheThings.com writes, here's a look at why his career might have never caught on fire. Number 8, his duty as a Marine came first early in his career. Riggle joined the Marines while attending college at 19. And was training at flight school to become an aviator, but he switched from active duty to the reserves to pursue comedy. After 9/11, though, comedy took a backseat again as he switched back to active duty, interrupting his comedic career for 2 tours in Afghanistan. That is manly. Took another couple years of minor roles to land his next shot at big-time fame, SNL. All right, so maybe, you know, he was delayed a little bit because he went back on active service. Good job. Reason number 7, he was strongly associated with his identity as a Marine for 23 years. The Things writes, he retired in 2013 with the rank of lieutenant colonel. It's possible that his military associations kept him out of consideration for some work that might be considered really dark, edgy, or political. No, just no, just no. Number 6, a regular gig with the NFL took up a chunk of time. Riggle took over the comedic weekly picks for Fox's NFL pregame coverage, calling it Riggle's Picks. He did a different comedy skit every week from 2012 to 2020. All right, that's steady work, man. That's not putting your career backwards. And it's once a week. I know you got to like film the sketch. You got to write the sketch. But like, you could still make a movie. That's not the reason. Number 5, his colleagues were uber talented. From UCB, he went on to a key role in SNL from 2004 to 2005. His co-stars included Tina Fey, Seth Meyers, Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, and Fred Armisen. During his time at The Daily Show, he shared an office with John Oliver. He even toured as a comedian with Oliver and other alumni. It's definitely hard to stand out in those crowds. No, that's not it either. That's the cool party to be at. If you're working with those people, you'll get work. Number 4, he may have to ask his agent about all those supporting roles. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. He appeared with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels in the largely forgotten sequel Dumb and Dumber 2. He had supporting roles in such films such as Son of Zorn and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. He seems to have the role of a comedic cop down, judging from his part in The Hangover, The Other Guys, and others. All right, so just let me jump in here. This article is saying Rob Riggle's career hasn't taken off. So far, he's been on SNL, UCB, The Hangover, The Office, Dumb and Dumber 2, and a bunch of other movies, plus an 8-year gig on Fox on the NFL. I'm sorry, is that not a good career? Number 3, he's had bad luck with more prominent roles. Riggle appeared in several episodes of Funny or Die Presents. He starred in NTSF SDSUV. That's 2 more shows. Sounds like he's doing pretty well. Number 2, his comedic persona is unlikable even if he seems to enjoy it. Like most comedians, Riggle has developed a signature persona for him, the dude who's both arrogant and ignorant at the same time. It's a great character play for comedic effect. Riggle himself said, I tend to play a lot of big characters and arrogant ignorance is probably one of the game I play best. It's pretty satisfying comedically. Still don't get your point here, The Things. Number 1, it's possible that life got in the way. Oh, okay. Riggle went through a messy and public divorce spat, and it seems quite possible that drama from personal life has gotten in the way of career goals. Comedy's one of the hardest careers to make it big, even if it's combined with acting, and it's hard to deliver comedy when personal life is anything but funny, and even worse, when it's being displayed on headlines across the country. I mean, which one of us can forget the day-in, day-out coverage of Rob Riggle's divorce? I mean, it was everywhere in the papers. You'd been on CNN to talk about it for an hour. That was just huge news. What are you talking about, thethings.com? Rob Riggle's had a good career. Henry Winkler was on Seth Meyers, and Henry Winkler says that Henry Winkler is no longer the coolest Winkler. He has bestowed the honor on his grandson. His grandson's name is Ace. Seth Meyers said, "Did you say his name is Ace?" Noting that's the one nickname even cooler than the Fonz. Winkler agreed heartily and then said, "For Halloween, Ace Winkler," I assume his last name's Winkler, maybe it's not, "Ace Winkler," better story that way, "Ace Winkler went out for Halloween dressed as the Fonz, slick black hair, fake leather jacket and all." Henry Winkler says, "My heart fell out of my body." That is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, George Lopez Tacos, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.